大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー
Sponsored by Olympus
Welcome to the Cross Culture Seminar. My name is Masaaki Osugi.
And I'm Susan Iwamoto.
Well, Susan, last time we talked about foreign language learning, and I think it's a very interesting topic, so shall we continue?
Yes, and actually, you know, last time we talked a bit about why students are drawn to certain languages, and I wanted to ask you about your students at the university.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering why they're studying English. Like, what are some of their main reasons for studying the language?
Very good point. I would say that roughly speaking, there are two major reasons. One is sort of a personal interest, you know, like... some of the students say they want to be able to understand American films, you know, foreign movies without looking at or reading the subtitles.
Sure.
That's sort of a naive reason, I'd say. More naive reason would be like, you know, some say that they want to marry an American.
Really? And that's their reason for studying the language?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, well, could be good.
More serious reasons, sort of career-related reasons. They want to pursue sort of, you know, career that is related to English skills, like working at hotels and working for airline companies and stuff. And so the second reason, I think, is a sort of a serious reason there. Those students are seriously thinking about getting higher scores in TOEIC, and, you know, they may want to study at university in the United States for a year or two.
Sure.
So I guess there are two major reasons.
A variety of reasons. You know, and I'd say, you know, among American college students, for example, those who are studying foreign languages, you know, career-related reasons certainly would pop up a lot as well. However, career is just one part of it. And recently, I saw a very interesting study that looked at how foreign language proficiency could help you in your career, specifically how it would affect salary. You know, is there a sort of salary premium that would be paid based on your foreign language proficiency? And the interesting thing about it was that it didn't really make that much difference. Now, maybe this isn't surprising because, as we know, English is the de facto international language. So there's not a lot of pressure on, for example, American students to learn a foreign language when they can often just use English in international business. They did find in the study that even though Spanish is a very, very popular foreign language to study in the U.S., as far as salary went, it made a difference of less than 2%, I guess an increase of less than 2% over people who couldn't speak Spanish, for example. Some other languages that were maybe, you know, also in demand or maybe perceived to be more difficult, such as Russian or Chinese, had a slightly higher wage premium. But even then, I think it was only around 4%. So all in all, it didn't really make that much of a difference. So, you know, students are studying foreign languages for many reasons in the States. Career may be one of them, especially if they're interested in a particular country. For example, in my case, I was very interested in Japan. Both just in Japanese culture, based on my experiences as a kid, but I also decided I wanted to have a career that was related to Japan in some way. But when we look at English, and when we look at English in Japan, I saw another interesting study that looked at something similar. You know, how does proficiency in English affect your salary? You know, are you able to earn more money based on that? And there was a study done, so about 2 years ago now, I think it was, that looked at business people, I think they were in their 30s and 40s, and who had, you know, TOEIC scores above a certain number, you know, very high TOEIC score. And they found that those people were earning an average of more than 2 million yen over other people who didn't have those high English scores. So English proficiency does seem to be more lucrative in Japan in this sense, but... You know, in the end, I think it's just one of many skills that can make for a successful international career. And, you know, I don't think people should focus too much on just the TOEIC score, but should remember that it's a tool that can open up communication, you know, that can open you up to so many more interesting experiences and make for a more interesting career as a result.
さて、外国語学習という大きなテーマは変わらないんですが、今回はですね、少し学習の動機、理由ということから話が始まりました。 まあ、私の教えている学生たちの中には非常にですね、ナイーブな、まあ、天真爛漫なと言いましょうか、若干、幼稚な、理由で外国語を勉強するという学生もいます。が、一方で非常にキャリアと関係している理由、まあ、例えば、それは将来こういう職に就きたいから英語を勉強するんだと。まあ、こういうですね、しっかりした考え、現実的な考えの学生もいるわけです。ちなみに、日本語でキャリアと言っていますが、英語でカリアという発音になるので、キャリアと発音しないように注意することが必要ですね。さて、アメリカの統計についてスーザンさんが紹介してくれました。基本的には外国語のスキルがそんなにサラリーに反映されない、大きな違いがないということが分かったということです。すなわち、例えばスペイン語の場合ですね、スペイン語できるアメリカ人とできないアメリカ人の間にあまり給料の大きな違いがない。2% くらいしか違わないっていうんですね。他の外国語でも、まあ、せいぜい、例えばロシア語や中国語というのはですね、そんなに名人達人がたくさんいない言語であっても4%くらいしか年収において違わないということですね。しかしながら、日本の場合、英語ができる人とできない人、そういうスキルを持っている人と持ってない人ではかなりサラリーに違いがあるということが統計的に分かったということですね。2年前の数字だということですが、30代40代くらいので TOEIC のスコアがかなり高い人を対象にしているものということですが、その場合英語のスキルを持っている人と持っていない人では年収において200万くらい違いが出る。えらいこっちゃね、皆さん、えらいこっちゃでしょ、これは。200万も違うと。平均的にそういう違いが結果として生じているということですね。したがって、日本では英語のスキルを身につけることが lucrative、lucrative という単語ですね。まあ、利益が出るとか、お金が儲かるといった意味の形容詞であります。ですから、ぜひこのですね、ポッドキャストも、そういう意識でぜひ続けて聞いていただいて、英語のスキルをアップしていただくと。おと年収が結果的に200万くらいアップするかもしれない。まあ、それだけでやるってね、いいもんじゃありませんが、そういう数字があるということですね。Alright, let's go on to the phrases.
Okay, the first phrase is salary bump or pay bump.Now, a bump is an increase, so a salary or a pay bump means an increase in your income. So, for example, you could say, I got a salary bump along with my promotion.
さあ、salary bump。bump というのは B-U-M-P なんですが、こぶという意味もありますね。ですから、突出するものなんですが、この場合は increase、増加、増えることを指しています。当然のことながら給料が増えるということなんですが、さあ、それでは今の例文もう一度聞きましょう。
I got a salary bump along with my promotion.
ということで、プロモーションはもちろんですね、昇格昇任ですね、いうことで、当然のことながらそれによって給料も上がったということになりますね。Alright, the next phrase is?
The next one is to be drawn to something.Now, to be drawn to something means to be attracted by something or to be interested in something. So earlier we talked about students being drawn to particular foreign languages. So you could say, she was drawn to the job because of the chance for international travel.
さて、to be drawn to 何々。この drawn という単語はもともと原型は D-R-A-W で draw。引っ張る、引くという意味です。すなわちですね、引かれていくというのは、それに興味を持って、まあ魅力を感じてということになるわけで、to be drawn to 何々。次はまあ、仕事を表す単語が次に来ると、その仕事に、興味を持って引かれて、その仕事に就くと。こういうことになるわけですね。さあ、もう一度例文です。
She was drawn to the job because of the chance for international travel.
ということで、まあ、海外にですね、旅行することができると。まあ、海外旅行することができるような仕事に就きたいと思っていると、こういうことになるわけですよね。ということで、今回は職業、それから外国語のスキル、これの関係、こんなことをテーマに考えてみました。 All right, see you next time.
Thanks for listening.
大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー。
Sponsored by Olympus.
クロスカルチャルセミナーをお聞きの皆さん、いつもありがとうございます。皆さんはどうやって語学学習をしていますか？ラジオ講座などで勉強している方もたくさんいらっしゃると思いますが、いつも聞いているラジオ番組が聞けないこともあるでしょう。そんな時の強い味方がオリンパスのラジオサーバー VJ10 です。ハードディスク付きラジオレコーダーで最大約2500時間も録音できるんです。1日24時間それでいくと何日録音しっぱなしでいいのみたいなね。AM、FM チューナーにステレオスピーカー付きですよ。20件の番組予約も OK。 録音した番組の早聞き遅聞きやリピート再生も可能で、語学学習にドンピシャリ。すごいなこれは。しかも早聞き遅聞き再生は2倍速から 0.5 倍速までの9段階に対応。パソコンとの接続も OK なので、ポッドキャスト番組はもちろん、音楽もダウンロードして聞くことができますよ。ラジオサーバー VJ10 はオリンパスのオンラインショップか三省堂書店でお買い求めいただけます。詳しくはvoicetrek.jp にアクセス。さあ、これであなたの語学学習もきっと変わりますよ。Olympus.